Saint Jerome was born in Dalmatia in the first half of the 4th century and was given a Christian upbringing. He then went to Rome when he was about 15 years old to continue his studies. But while he was there, though his studies went very well, especially in the Greek and Latin languages, his progress in piety did not, because he abandoned the life of prayer and the practice of the faith. After Rome, he traveled to various places, putting himself under the instruction of various masters. But it was finally until he saw the good example of a holy man that he was reminded about the truth of the Christian faith and the necessity of practicing that faith in order to arrive at God. And so he put himself back on the path that leads to God. He then headed east for the Syrian desert and lived there as a hermit for about 4 years in penance, prayer, and solitude. And while he was there, he then began to study assiduously the Hebrew language. And the reason why he took up the study of Hebrew was not because he liked the language or immediately saw its usefulness, but because he was tormented by temptations of the flesh. And so he studied Hebrew in order to distract his mind. In fact, Saint Jerome says that notwithstanding that his only companions were scorpions and that his face was pale from fasting, nevertheless his mind and his burning soul felt as though he was in the midst of the dancing maidens of Rome. And so for this reason, Saint Jerome is often depicted with a stone in his hand and striking his breast as well. So he ended up actually mastering the Hebrew language. And for this reason, the Pope, among other duties, entrusted to Saint Jerome the translation of the scriptures into the Latin language. And in fact, that's what Saint Jerome is most famous for, being an outstanding scripture scholar, and for having given us the translation of the Bible known as the Vulgate. And Saint Jerome died in the year 420. And so this gives us a chance to reflect upon the scriptures and their importance. Unfortunately, today, the Bible is probably, it is the most read book in the world, but it is also the one most misunderstood, the one most abused. And we have to recognize, first of all, that though the Bible is the Word of God, it is not self-explanatory. It must be explained as to its meaning and its application. And this is so evident by the fact that there are numerous Christians who consider themselves Bible-believing Christians and yet understand the Word of God to mean different things. Regarding infant baptism, the nature of the Eucharist, is it a symbol? Is there real presence? The nature of the priesthood, the honor to be given to the Mother of God, purgatory, the primacy of Peter, and the list goes on. And so it's evident then that the scripture needs interpreting, explaining. And so either, and this is also very important, that is to have the correct explanation. Saint Peter says in his letter, in them, referring to Saint Paul's letters, he says, there are some things hard to understand that the ignorant and unstable distort to their own destruction, just as they do the other scriptures. That's the second letter of Peter 3:16. That is, it's possible to misinterpret, misunderstand the scriptures in such a way as to bring about your own destruction. And so we must understand the scriptures correctly. And so either God has established an authority to authentically explain what the scriptures mean, or he has not established an authority. Now, if he has not, then we can never know with certainty what the scriptures mean. But we're all more or less guessing and hoping that we understand it correctly, which is absurd. Because if that's the case, then the whole purpose of the scriptures, that is to reveal God's saving truth, is rendered null and void. And therefore, God has in fact established an authority to authentically explain the scriptures. And who is that authority? It is the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. That's what St. Paul writes in his first letter to Timothy, 3:15. The household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And so the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth, not the Bible. The scriptures have been entrusted to the church. The church is the custodian of the scriptures. And which is the church of the living God? Of course, it is the church that Christ founded upon Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Saint Jerome, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.